It is time for some Friday frivolity with Travis.
Good morning. Good morning, P1s. Good morning, fellas. You guys are headed out to California next week to Oxnard for Cowboys camp, and I want you guys to be as up on everything California as you possibly can be. So today we'll be playing California or No. I will give you a person, place, or thing.
Weed.
California.
Might be on the list.
No.
You don't know. And you have to tell me if that thing originated in California or no.
Okay.
Let's start with Donovan. And I give you the Cobb salad. The Cobb salad.
Cobb salad.
Cobb salad.
With egg, bacon.
So good.
There's seven things on it.
What about eggs?
And little rose.
Eggs indeed.
I'm going to say not.
That is incorrect.
No,
created in Los Angeles at the Hollywood Brown Derby.
That's right. Baby.
Hollywood Brown Derby. Matt.
Yes.
Let's go with the French dip sandwich.
Oh.
French dip
with a little
au jus.
My sandwich.
Yeah, you know what? I almost consider that sandwich gravy. I don't like
really?
It. Au jus?
Man, I'll kill a French dip on you. Those are so good.
They're good when they're done very well. That's so true. Man, that's a very good question because I would assume French dip
right,
leads you to the belief that it if it's from America, it would be Louisiana or somewhere.
Right,
so,
yeah.
I'm going to say it was not from California originally.
Invented in Los Angeles, the French dip sandwich.
Of course, au jus just means with juice.
Yeah, so I wonder how that was invented. So they had the sandwich.
They had drippings, and they were like, I wonder.
And someone said, well, I'll just put that on the side for you because, well, why don't you just discard it? Nah, you know, you just never know. And then he dipped it and went, man, this is delicious.
Or did somebody drop a sandwich in the vat, and they were like, just serve it to them. They'll never know the difference. And the guy was like,
Or is it because is it French bread?
Maybe. I'm sure that's got to be it, right?
And like somebody was like having a sandwich and some guy goes,
it's a French dip.
Yeah, what if we put French bread on it? Wow. And then they had it like, whoa, this is amazing.
Because the dip sandwich didn't sell as well. Everybody thought it was just tobacco in
there.
It
was probably originally a beef dip with juice.
And
I was like, what the hell is that?
Ugh. And you know what? The au jus is probably too thin to stay on properly. So they probably first tried to put it on the sandwich.
Right, and that didn't work.
Yeah, but it just kind of soaked into the bread so you can dip it. Okay.
See?
I can't remember the last time I had a.
It's not
French
gravy;
dip.
It's juice.
It just feels to me in my mind. If I'm dipping anything, it feels like gravy.
It does sound better to say French dip au jus than beef dip with juice.
Yeah, that sounds gross. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, with juice,
right?
I think you're bringing out some Hawaiian punch or something.
Right?
Beef who wants to dip their sandwich in that?
Or a nice Capri Sun, Donovan. It is Donovan, right?
Yeah.
Your turn. Ranch dressing.
There's not a chance in hell that was invented in California.
And you guys are struggling because near Santa Barbara, Hidden Valley Ranch, the beginning of ranch.
We'll see. We'll try to find the valley when we land on Sunday.
Okay. But it's hidden. So I don't know if we will or not.
Well, so what? There's a lot of things on Zelda that were hidden and we found them.
All right, Matt. Pickleball. It is nothing in Cali or no.
Pickleball.
As you guys head out to California.
God, that seems like such a California sport. But it also seems like an old person sport.
You don't think old people go to California?
Yeah,
but they live in California. California.
I'm going to say yes.
We even know. That would be, you're on the right track there because Washington State. Washington State is the same
West
area.
Coast.
Yeah, same vibes. Washington. Same vibes. Donovan.
I'm still old for pickleball. I've never played.
Well, keep up your streak. I believe in you.
Man, I suck at this game.
Can I
They're not
continue
let you guys
not
go.
To play pickleball?
Donovan. The hula hoop.
The hula hoop?
The hula hoop.
The hula hoop was not invented in California.
Originally called the Whammo, popularized in California.
Yeah, on the beaches, I would think. The beaches of California.
Well, there are beaches everywhere.
Back in the day, like, you think hula hoop, you think Beach Boys, you think California.
All right, we got to get on the board.
No, I really don't.
What do you think of on hula hoops?
Matt.
I think of the time I won the hula hoop contest in Commerce.
Okay.
Champion.
All right.
You can't take that championship either, tip sheet.
Did you get eliminated and join another team to win?
God, you guys are haters.
More legit than Domino's.
Matt, snowboarding. Snowboarding.
I will say no.
And we are on the board.
Yes.
That was easy. There's no snow in California.
We're getting shut out here, dude.
Is it Utah?
There's mountains in California.
Colorado? Yeah, there's the Sierra Nevada mountains.
There's no snow.
Colorado, oddly enough, Michigan.
Michigan?
The only snow in California is cocaine.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
And I saw that at a party in California.
I bet you did.
My cocaine experience originates in California.
Okay. First-hand experience.
That's a point for me, Baldy.
Okay. Oh, no. I still have zero down on the board for you. Donovan, Barbie.
No.
Jeez, man.
I'm really bad at this
El
game.
El Segundo.
Come on.
It's created by Mattel. They just put out a big movie like 3 years ago.
And you think I went to the movies
but
to
I think
see
you,
Barbie.
I think you saw the marketing. It was very California.
Yeah, man. It's Barbie. She's
I just closed. I took my glasses off every time the marketing was in my face.
Matt, Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels, I will say no.
California.
I would have thought Detroit because Motor City.
All right, Donovan.
What?
This is an alley-oop.
Okay.
I'm tossing this up.
The alley-oop was not invented in California. Ding!
No, this
and it was invented by the Sacramento Kings.
You're Boban, and there is nobody around the hoop. The Ken doll.
Yes, California.
Thank you, Donovan, on the board.
It's Barbie and Ken.
Well, if I would have missed that one.
Man, we would have just ended it right there.
Man,
there's no reason to do this anymore. Matt, Red Bull, the energy drink. No, Austria.
Austria?
No.
Jeez. Well, you sounded so incredulous.
I don't know what we're going to use that for.
I mean, name something else other than Arnold Schwarzenegger from Austria. Red Bull, apparently.
Yeah, Red Bull.
Hitler.
You want to turn the music down on yourself?
No, you guys didn't know.
Okay.
No, we didn't.
I'm just remembering those.
Wow.
You're an idiot. Those.
Donovan.
Huh?
Tupac. Sorry. Tupac. Dang it.
The Tupac of what?
Dang it. I don't even know why I said that.
That sounds like if I was reading it.
Tupac. Just erase the last minute.
Josh Whiteman, Tupac. Tupac did not originate in California.
He did not.
He's on the East Coast. He was born in like Baltimore.
Something
like that. Washington, D.C., something.
Matt, Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford was born in...
Harrison Chevy.
California.
That is incorrect. Donovan, 2-1. Harrison Ford from Chicago.
Oh, that's right, because Dr. Richard Kimball.
That was
it's a movie.
Character.
It's not a documentary.
A character that he played. Donovan, yoga.
That's so California.
That is so India.
yes, because of that guy on Street Fighter.
Matt.
You didn't have to burst my bubble that quickly. Man, I tried to go up for a dunk and you just no.
Later today on Why Today Doesn't Suck, somebody asked Gandhi if he did yoga.
Okay.
We'll do that. Matt, the popsicle.
Popsicle? A frozen treat?
Frozen treat.
You put the accent on the back part of the word. I don't think I've ever heard it said like that before.
Popsicle.
it's like Christopher Walken. Popsicle. I'm going to say no. It was California because Disneyland.
Oakland, but sure. Yeah, Disneyland too.
That's right, the Raiders.
All right. Popsicles
and the Raiders. What does that have in common?
Oh, because they used to have them.
That doesn't make sense.
The fortune cookie, Donovan. The fortune.
No.
Please say yes.
Is it yes?
Yeah, San Francisco.
Yes. Why would I think that?
Because of the town in San Francisco.
What town is that?
Where the Empress of China used to be.
Because of the 49ers. Popsicles, Raiders, 49ers, right. The fortune cookie.
I gave Donovan a freebie.
So okay, give me a freebie.
The California roll.
Yes, California!
Yes. Although Vancouver does dispute it, but we're going to count it for our purposes here. My Lord.
Just say a couple of beers.
Donovan, IPA beer.
Oh, no.
No.
Ding, ding, ding.
I appreciate that, bro.
They did a for real high five.
He gave me the no. He gave me the most subtle no you could ever think. I took the hit. And that's what I'm talking about, homeboy.
That's how we do things. Oh, man. He's like, we're not going to be able to do Just the Sip later if you mess this up.
He looked at me and said,
that was
all right.
An elite no.
It is 3-2 in Cali or nah.
Yeah.
Let's go with the avocado toast trend. Avocado toast trend.
Oh, avocados from Mexico. But the toast may be from California. I will say yes.
And we're tied up now in Cali or nah.
California thing.
Let's go
it's
with
all healthy.
Donovan, state parks.
State parks.
State park.
No,
man, that was a tough one. Yosemite Valley, the first state park in the United States, in California. Again, we are tied up here. WD-40, Matt.
WD-40. Were they the 40th version of whatever they were trying to invent?
No doubt.
And it was invented in California.
And your champion of Cali or nah, invented in San Diego, WD-40, it is Matt McLaren.
That's right, because it used to be called Juan Diego, WD-40.
No, I don't believe that.
You didn't know that?
But it is a very valuable lubricant.
For what?
Just about anything.
Hey, now.
It's actually oddly true.
That's what it is. Why are you looking at me like that?
I wasn't looking at you like anything.
Oh, yes, you did. You gave me the glare. You gave me the dad glare when I said that word.
What do you like to lube?
If you have a squeaky door.
Comes in handy for that.
It really does.
Honestly, we could use some for that mic right there.
Yeah, we really can.
I'll bring some.
Well, just go to San Diego and get some, and then we'll bring it back.